You're on ABC Radio across the Kimberley and it's 6:45. Cane toads are no longer a pest in the Kimberley. It's official. The toad is not a pest north of the Tropic of Capricorn, but a declared pest if it appears below the Tropic of Capricorn. Let's hope the toads know how to read a map. It reminds me of the popular animation by David Clayton and Andrew Silke about Daz the cane toad wondering what happened to Baz the cane toad who got lost.
And then there's Baz's sense of direction. Jeez. It's pretty bloody useless. I'll bet you $50 Baz is headed straight past the black stump into Toad Popper's Run. All toads should know that's dangerous territory, right? Most people do know that, but Baz, I don't know. If that's where he's ended up, he'd better like pancakes. Oh. Geez, that's a bad way to go.
The change in their pest status was made by the State Department of Primary Industries, which still leaves the Parks and Wildlife Department grappling with the problem of the toad's effect on native animals. Corinne Everett from the Parks Department is the program leader on the state cane toad strategy. She told Matt Bamford what it now means for the toad to be considered a permanent feature north of the Tropic of Capricorn.
So north of that location, acknowledgement of the fact that there is no current way of controlling cane toads spread or numbers. They've acknowledged that, you know, cane toads will occupy that very northern part of the state. The reality for the program is that we continue to do business as usual. Their listing doesn't make them any less of a threat to our native fauna in the state. It, I think, still makes sure and ensures that government departments are responsible and accountable for ensuring that toads do not establish populations ahead of the front line, acknowledging that, you know, the north of the state to Broome, in the next 5 to 10 years, we'll have cane toads as a colonised pest animal. But I think, you know, the most important thing is that we ensure our quarantine is maintained and that we do not allow populations of cane toads to establish ahead of, you know, outside of that area that we know they're going to naturally colonise.
Some critics have said that this is an admission of failure to control the populations. What do you say to that?
Well, the cane toad strategy was amended in 2014 to acknowledge the fact that we have known, really, since 2009 when they crossed the West Australian border, that there was no strategy for controlling cane toad numbers or stopping their western spread. And that is the reality of the situation at the moment. Our department, as the lead agency for managing cane toads in the state, has acknowledged that, and we are focusing our efforts on ensuring, A, our quarantine response ahead of the cane toad front, including areas ahead of the existing front in the Kimberley, that we do something about ensuring we don't have satellite populations establishing in Broome or anywhere else in the Kimberley that's ahead of where they've reached naturally, as well as hoarding a lot of money and emphasis into strategies to mitigate the impact of toads on key native predators, so including northern quolls, goannas, and any other species that we can find a successful strategy of mitigating their impact on, that is where our focus is going to be.
Are you concerned that this reclassification might result in a reduction of funding for programs in northern WA now that cane toads, according to DPIRD, aren't classified as higher priority as pests?
I think that cane toads have been funded in Western Australia as a result of the significant amount of community support and activities to try and do something about toads in the state. I think that cane toads at this point in time will remain a very important declared pest animal in Western Australia, and that whilst they are seen to be extremely important to people in the community and community concern is voiced and maintained, I think that the level of funding will continue as it is.
What's not to say that a couple of years down the track that they might even, the line might be reclassified, they might be reclassified, the line might be moved even further south?
That's kind of really outside of anyone's control but the minister and the people who are advising on how these decisions are made. Certainly from our department's perspective, we will be continuing to put money into cane toad mitigation work and quarantine to ensure that we don't have satellite populations of toads ahead of the front line. We will continue to support and invest in the quite significant community education campaigns that we have in the Kimberley and elsewhere in the state through distribution of brochures and posters, as well as Facebook posts and the media like today. We will continue to do that work. And at this point in time, we have another 4 years of research work that we have committed to. So that actually falls outside of the life of the cane toad strategy as it exists.
Corinne Everett from the Parks and Wildlife Department, where she's the program leader for the state cane toad strategy, speaking to Matt Bamford about the change of classification. The Primary Industries Department has decided that the cane toad is no longer a pest north of the Tropic of Capricorn.